we've had the LBNDB Yankee Tequila flowing for the last couple days leading up to this event. And then also after we win, you know, it's just a good time.
It's going to be a great weekend. You know, we got action-packed 300 on Sunday, Father's Day. I feel like we're the official tequila of Father's Day.
720 WGN high atop Chicago Skyline Studio. And here in the middle of all the excitement that is summer, a criminally smooth summer for the official tequila of race day and racing season. It is happening. I don't care if it's Formula One, IndyCar, NASCAR, NHRA, and all those great tracks, those short tracks, the lifeblood, the grassroots of the sport happening. And here in the middle of all of it, none of it would be, as fun and as festive as it could be without the official tequila of race day, El Bandido Yankee, and the guy with his hand on the pulse of so much of it, the crew chief of the El Bandido Yankee NHRA team, is the one and only Scotty Hamilton. But he is directing so much more. Scotty, welcome to WGN.
Well, Dane, thanks for having me.
No, it's great to have you. It's great to have you. And this is what I would think of, you know, is the eye of the storm, right? You know, you're in the middle of orchestrating a lot of these action-packed, super memorable moments for fans, for race fans, and a lot of a great tequila-based refreshment. But these races are coming up. These are going to be big. This is big for the brand. As a guy who's been in and around it a long time, to have races, it's one thing to be at the track. That is always cool. We know fans love that. But to have races named after the brand, El Bandido Yankee 250, 300, very cool.
Yeah, we're pretty stoked about that. I mean, we've been on the NHRA side for years now, but it just keeps blossoming bigger and bigger with El Bandido and the racing community. You know, we were at the Indy 500. We had two really good weekends NHRA-wise in Chicago and then down in Bristol. And in between that, we squeezed in the National Super Speedway. And now this weekend, Father's Day weekend, we're coming up to Wisconsin for the Madison race and for the Super Speedway over at Slinger.
You think about Wisconsin in general, known for cheese, for sure, for drinking, for sure. You know, and I don't know where cheese fits into the entire El Bandido Yankee conversation, but making a big mark there, selling a lot of tequila in a state that maybe isn't necessarily known for tequila. So to take ownership of that in a state known for beer and for, you know, old fashions and things like that's pretty exciting. Racing pedigree in Wisconsin. And for listeners out there that hear a lot of the big stuff that we have here on the station, they're thinking, geez, what happened? You got Road America, right? That's one of the most legendary courses for sure. But that short track, that grassroots racing, some of those great tracks. Slinger is one of those super legendary places. A lot of great racing happening in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's going to be a great weekend. You know, we got action-packed two different nights, the 250 on Friday, the 300 on Sunday, Father's Day. I feel like we're the official tequila of Father's Day.
I love it. Why not? I got to think of something there. I know we're the official tequila of togetherness, right? So when everybody comes together, I know that was for, you know, the conventions that were happening when it comes to celebrating things as we get closer to 4th of July. You know, the red, white, and blue Weber agave of El Bandido Yankee is the great way to salute our service members. I got to think about how to have the dads involved. I know that Jim Bob and I, in the research and development laboratory coming up with the great cocktails, we had the Pedro, which was the great taste of Fresca. For the listeners out there thinking, what can I do? I love to just drink it neat over ice, maybe in a margarita, of course, Paloma, those are great. But what about maybe Fresca, just in like an easy, approachable way? And so we had it as the Pedro, but then we shifted for Father's Day to the Padre. But
Padre. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, the Padre. So that's what Fresca. I don't know if that's too easy, but we'll figure it out. A lot of dads loving it. And of course, gift suggestions, get your dad a bottle, maybe two, maybe four, right? With all the different expressions for El Bandido. Talk about Slinger. For the fans who have never been there, love racing, but maybe have never made it up there, they've heard of Slinger. There's some great races there. A lot of great drivers from, you know, NASCAR, dirt track, all that head up there and race there. Talk a little bit about that super speedway at Slinger.
Well, last year was the first year I attended, and I was just blown away. It is a small town in Wisconsin that is just based around racing. Pulling into the track, it's just fans walking through the streets, line-to-line cars, hard to find a parking spot, and then you get inside, and the enthusiasm is just electric. And they raced until, I mean, it was late, and it's just a good atmosphere up there. And being Father's Day and trying to figure out how to bring the cheese into it, maybe we should do a Bloody Maria with a wedge of cheese.
Oh, yeah, there's no problem. There's just no rules when it comes to the Bloody Mary, Bloody Maria the team photo of ingredients. You can do almost anything there. We know the racing is going to be great. Then whoever wins those races, they're going to put that on their resume. Every time I talk to William Byron, who is a, you know, multi-time Daytona 500 winner, he won the El Bandido Yankee Pole Award, right, at Slinger. And I remind him that once you reach the pinnacle in your career, there's just nowhere to go but down right after that. So it's going to be exciting on the racing side. For fans that love tequila, love getting out there and enjoying a cocktail or two with their racing, what are we serving? Like, how are people going to be able to enjoy and experience El Bandido Yankee at these tracks?
Well, I'll tell you, it starts Saturday in Slinger. After they've practiced, there is a welcome party at the Raceway Bar and Grill right there in Slinger. Starts at 6 p.m. We have live music. There'll be drivers. El Bandido's own Derek Thorne will be there signing autographs.
Oh, nice.
And I'm assuming that's probably going to go until closing time.
That is a great location. We've done stuff there before. Derek Thorne is an absolute legend in the late model series.
Yeah, and it's only maybe 3-4 miles from the track.
So you could walk. You could walk. Or maybe there'll be the Scotty Hamilton shuttle. Maybe he'll drive you on the Pro Stock motorcycle. You could just get on the back, and you'll just run routes back and forth shuttling people.
That would require me not to partake in the welcome party. Something tells me I'm going to be breaking out the Bandido.
Well, I think it'd be very on brand. It would be a shame for you not. People would be wondering, like, of all people, Scotty, is it, like, what's wrong with it if he's not enjoying it, right? I think you've got to keep up appearances, so to speak, and definitely break out the Bandido with all of those fans that'll be doing it this weekend, Father's Day weekend in Wisconsin. We've got the 250, the El Bandido Yankee Capital 250. That is going to be at Madison International Raceway. And then at Slinger Super Speedway, the El Bandido Yankee 300. It is going to be so exciting. We're going to get pictures. Of course, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Tickets, you know, Scotty, I know that everybody can get into some of the pre-race stuff, get there, see Derek Thorne, have a cocktail. Do you know, are there tickets available? These typically sell out.
There are still tickets available, and there's actually an El Bandido sweepstakes going on. And if you were to pre-buy tickets, you get entered into the sweepstakes, and the grand prize is 8 tickets to the El Bandido suite at Lambeau Field for a preseason game.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. That's amazing. Okay. You just can't lose. In fact, you always win, and that's one of the slogans, too, is you always win with the undefeated flavor of El Bandido Yankee. And, of course, people are going to be winning in a big way, in multiple ways. And, of course, drivers will be winning those El Bandido races as well. So, Scotty, as we let you go, website, I'm guessing elbandidoyankee.com. Any other things for sites or socials that people want to, if they want to try to keep up with everything going on?
We're big on Facebook and Instagram. We do have the actual El Bandido site, but then we also do have a racing site. It's called El Bandido Racing. Focuses on all of the different platforms of racing that we're behind, whether it's in the water, whether it's two wheels or four wheels. You can catch everything right on that website.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. Scotty Hamilton's got his hand on the pulse. I always say the pulse, but it's really the throttle. Right? The gas pedal. You don't have your hand on the gas pedal. Of course, that would be difficult. But if it could be done, Scotty Hamilton would be doing it. Thanks so much for everything you're doing for the sport, for the brand, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Well, thanks for having me, Dane. It's going to be a great weekend. I'm looking forward to it.